It splinters factions and subcults that feuded among themselves when they weren't feuding with the others. Taglian culture centered upon religious differences and the efforts of the priests to get ahead of each other. A lot of lower-class people weren't signed up with anybody, especially out in the country. Likewise, the ruling family, who did not dare get religion if they wanted to stay in charge. Old Smoke was waiting for one of the boss priests to get the idea he could make a name for himself and his tribe by getting out and busting the heads of the invaders nobody else would fight.
"Purely a cynical political maneuver," Smoke told Willow. "The Prabhrindras waited a long time to show someone what can happen if they don't do things his way."
He showed them. One of the priests got the bright idea. He conned about 15,000 guys into thinking they could handle experienced professionals, heads up. He led the mob out to look for the invaders. They didn't have any trouble finding them. The Shadow Master's commander thought this was what he was waiting for, too. The Shadow Master's other conquests had all been settled by one big brawl. Willow and Smoke and a few others stood on top of a hill where both sides could see them and spent an afternoon watching 2,000 men massacre 15,000. The Taglians that got away did so mostly because the invaders were too tired to chase them.
"Now we'll fight," Smoke said.
So Willow moved his force up and poked till the invaders got aggravated and came after him. He ran till they stopped. Then he poked again, and ran again, and so forth. He got the notion from a poorly remembered version of a time when the Black Company ran for 1,000 miles and led their enemies into a trap where they died almost to a man, thinking they had it won almost to the end. Maybe these guys heard the same story. Anyway, they didn't want to be led. First time they balked, they just camped and wouldn't move. So Willow talked it over with Smoke, and Smoke rounded up some volunteers from the countryside and started building a wall around the invaders. Next time, the invaders just turned and marched off toward Taglios, which is what they should have done at the start, instead of trying to get rich. So Willow jumped on them from behind, and kept making a nuisance of himself till he convinced the enemy commander that he had to be gotten rid of, or there just wouldn't be any rest. He told Smoke,
"I don't know squat about strategy or tactics or anything, but I figure I only got to work on one guy, really. The head guy over there. I get him to do what I want. He brings everybody else with him. And I know how to aggravate a guy till he'll fight me."
Which is what he did. The Shadow Master's general finally chased him into a town that had been getting ready all along. It was a bigger version of Cordy's game, only this time there wasn't going to be a fire. All the people had been got out and about 12,000 volunteers put in their place. While Willow and Smoke were running the invaders around, those guys were building a wall. Willow ran into the town and thumbed his nose. He did everything he could to get the enemy chief mad. The man did not get mad fast, though. He surrounded the town, then got every man he had in Taglian territory that could still walk. Then he attacked. It was a nasty brawl. The invaders had it bad because in the tight streets they could not take advantage of better discipline. They always had guys shooting arrows at them off the rooftops. They always had guys with spears jumping out of doors and alleys. But they were